This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Trump West 2020? Juicy. Trump West 2020. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the callers are lined up. Again, here's the deal. 90 seconds. I'm going to put you on air. 90 seconds. Your message to President Trump. Eyes and ears are tuned in. Your message to President Trump, 90 seconds. We're going to start that in the next segment. Before I do that, I want to highlight something, a couple things here, if I can get them all out. But if you know me, I came out of sports media. I was involved in sports media professionally for about 7 years before I came here at InfoWars and committed to politics. So I'm a little bit out of touch in the sports world, but obviously I still have connections there, friends that work in there, you know, professionally and everything. So I still get, you know, some of the frequencies just into my consciousness. And right now all sports are canceled, but the MLB, I guess, has already started their regular season. Now, I didn't even know this. And let me tell you, the fact that I didn't even know that MLB had started its season means that the sports world is really dying right now as a brand, as a breed. And they'll have to do something to save face. But also, the NHL is set to start next month. And so, but there's no excitement. There's no excitement for sports to be back. And that is a telling story culturally. And we'll see what the NBA and NFL want to do, which is just totally bought out by China, by the way. And in fact, see, I have this flag here. You may recognize this. I held this flag at an NBA game on a floor seats, and I was kicked out. I was kicked out here because I had a Chinese flag that says China owns the NBA. Now, I was obviously 100% right, and it's even more proven now with the cucking of LeBron James for Chinese slave labor to make his shoes so that he can be fabulously wealthy. LeBron James is the biggest sellout cuck I've ever seen. I'm ashamed that I used to watch that guy and think he was an incredible person. He's not. He's a great athlete, and that's about it. But I want to show you what's going on right now. And again, folks, by the way, it's just like, it's this whole weird thing about being a spectator. And I know that this audience is the most active audience in the world, literally, but there's this weird thing about politics being a spectator sport now. And the whole Q phenomenon isn't helping, but, folks, just get active, do what you got to do, do what you can do. You can't just rely on, you know, someone else to do everything for you. But guys, roll clip, 10 real quick. Cause here's the thing. The MLB, America's pastime, is now also going with the Chinese agenda, and they're now also going with the liberal propaganda, and so the MLB season opened. Nobody noticed, by the way. Some of the players aren't even playing. They decided they're going to sit out the year because they don't want to be a part of this madness. And they're kneeling for the national anthem. They're kneeling for the national anthem to start the MLB season. Pathetic. So guess what? Nobody's going to watch baseball now. And guess what else? Nobody's going to the games either. And so there are the teams kneeling for the national anthem in empty stadiums, by the way. They're playing in empty stadiums. But guys, if you go to clip 11, take a look at this stadium. So here's how they're going to make up for this. First of all, they have fake stands, fake fans in the stands, folks. Literally cardboard cutout. In fact, you know what? Here, stop it and roll the full clip because I want to also play the audio. So stop and roll the full clip because they're doing something else for the TV audience. Play it right now.
That pitch is hit in the air to left center field. Back goes Marte at the track, at the wall.
They're adding in crowd noise for the TV broadcast. They're faking crowd noise. They have cardboard cutout fans. They're faking crowd noise. And then they sell the bleachers for advertising now so they can make up for some of that lost revenue for the TV money. Folks, they're killing sports. The left has destroyed everything in this country. Do you understand? Do you understand? The left has killed everything in country. Stop them now or lose everything and become a slave to a deranged, liberal, demonic, possessed soul.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing, and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 apiece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's how it's going to go. 90 seconds, your message to President Trump, but I want to finish this statement. See, we already know that China owns the NBA. We already know that China pretty much owns most of our media, Hollywood, sports leagues, and everything. And so I've decided I actually agree. I actually agree now with the left. We should cancel the Star Spangled Banner at sporting events. I agree. And I think that we should just play the Chinese national anthem because it's really just Chinese leagues now. You all sold out to China. So wear it on your sleeves. You pathetic worms. You pathetic scum. I'll make a prediction right now. There won't be a single NHL player that kneels for the national anthem in Canada or the United States. We'll see. They all kneeled to open up the MLB season. So I agree, though. Let's just cancel the national anthem. Just play the Chinese anthem. Just come out and fly the flag that runs you. Just come out and admit what you are, a bunch of communist scum that sold out your soul, sold out this country for your own selfish desires. You're pathetic. I don't care how many home runs you hit. I don't care how much you can lift. I don't care how many dunks you have. You are a worthless scum worm that sold out to Chinese communists, that sold out to slave labor. You're pathetic. So, yeah, cancel the national anthem and play the Chinese anthem at all sporting events now so that America knows who you really are. Communist scum. Oh, don't worry. There's no baseball in China. But once you start playing that anthem, oh, you can have fun. Go have fun in China. You people, you're sick. You're the smallest of us all. All right, the callers are lined up. Here's how it's going to go in the fourth hour. And I do have some other news I'm going to highlight, but we'll do that later on, right before I sign off. I'm going to go to your calls. You have 90 seconds, an emergency message to President Trump. 90 seconds. Skip the pleasantries. Forget about everything I've covered. I'm giving you 90 seconds. I'm going to put you on air. 90 seconds, your message to President Trump. Don't be like Dave Chappelle, who allegedly flew out to Kanye West Ranch to save him from going crazy. And then when the camera was put on him, he literally couldn't even fart. He couldn't think or fart. So have your comments ready. 90 seconds emergency message for President Trump right here on the air. We start with Joe in Indiana. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how's it going? This is Joe. Hey, I just want to make quick, obviously, the 90 seconds. My message to Donald Trump. President, look, it's time to start being honest with us. We know the truth. The mainstream media is lying to all of us. I've been sharing InfoWars content with everyone I know and every other content out there that's been telling us the truth. We need to share it with each other, and we need to start marching the streets. Here in Indianapolis, we had a no-mask rally on Sunday. We need to do that everywhere. No-mask rallies. Let us all come together and have good fellowship like the Lord wants us to do. And if I had one other thing to say, I would have to say we got to be sure that we love our neighbors, like the word says. And if there's anything the government can do to maybe fight this a little bit, term limits is a huge deal. You want to start getting some cronies out of there, you got to start cutting their time loose. Let's get some fresh faces up in there. Thanks, Owen, for your time, and I appreciate what you guys do.
Thank you for the call. And you know what? Two things real quick. As far as the president being honest, you know what? That's such a big key to this. And I don't understand the president's approach all the time, but it's time for him to just forget about what the pundits in and out of his White House are saying. Forget about the media. Forget about all of it. And just be honest. It's a fake pandemic. You know it is, President Trump. Just be honest. Be real. And all the other stuff, if you're worried if America can handle it or not, don't. Don't. You just have to be honest and let the chips fall where they may. But by not being honest, you're being complicit in lies. And that's not how you want this to go. And the other thing, too, is, you know, I try my best consciously to remember that these brainwashed slaves of corporate media that are out in the streets for Black Lives Matter or whatever the latest trend is, to not be mad at them, to remember that they're not my enemy, and in a weird, twisted way, they're actually my ally. They've just been misled. They know the whole system's corrupt. They know we're all oppressed. They've just been misled and under mind control, and they don't understand who the real enemy is. And so there's a part of me, and it's like totally futile, but I mean, if we could get them to wake up and understand who the real enemy is and get all these people to understand who the real fascists are and to march with us, I mean, then it's game over. If we could break that conditioning on their minds. So when he said, love thy neighbor, I just thought of that. It's like, I have to remember not to hate these brainwashed mind slaves because they're just victims. And if we could bring them on our side, we could save this country. But again, that may be futile. Let's go to Matt in Connecticut. Matt, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how's it going? So President Trump, we need to take back the streets. We need to take back the media. We need to take back our corporations. The silent majority is getting bullied by the loud, obnoxious minority in this country that's pro-communist. We need to do something about it now. You know, I don't think we have much time left. I think that, you know, it would be a good idea to start acting, start, you know, filing charges. But you really need to play to your base, and you need to play to the people that are going to, you know, fight for this country and be there for this country when the country needs us. And the country needs us now. We have to stand up to China, stand up to the technocrats, and we need to do it soon because there's not much time left. And thanks again, Owen. Great show. Love it. And, you know, just keep on doing what you're doing and fighting a good fight.
Thank you, Matt. You know, he makes a point there. I feel like President Trump has said, I'm not going to stand by the people who are willing to fight for this country because they're going to fight for it no matter what, even if I hang them out to dry like us here. But I think that that needs to change now. Look, we understand we're the Dark Knight, and we understand why you like to fluff up Charlie Kirk and some of these other Sunshine Patriots. But now is the time to switch and to get back on the side and with the side of the people that will actually fight, the people that will actually go in front of Congress and say Democrats are committing treason and get arrested, the people who will actually go to the state capitol and call out Sundar Pichai for lying to Congress and Google for being evil, the people who will go out to the capitol and face arrest because they show how the free speech only goes one way in this country. It's time for President Trump to hop back on that train instead of the milquetoast conservative train that he thinks wins him points in the media. Fox News is turning on you right now, President Trump. I know you see it. All right, let's go to Malcolm in New Mexico. Go ahead, Malcolm.
Hi, Owen. Great show you have going on. My message to President Trump is this. You need to subpoena Barack Hussein Obama regarding the FISA warrant. We do not know if his name is on that warrant, which is illegal because most of the names have been redacted out by ordering a subpoena on Barack Obama. We will find out what he knew about this, because he has not said anything about it, and if his name is indeed on this FISA warrant, which is an illegal warrant because there is no evidence of any Russian collusion, Barack Hussein Obama must be, he has to go to a court of law and address this and possibly face a jail term which would be appropriate for him because he will look good in an orange jumpsuit, and he can tone up on his basketball skills, which really suck from what I heard. So he can play all the basketball he wants, since that's all he was really good at anyway. Thanks, Owen. Great show.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if Obama really liked playing basketball as much as he just liked getting down in the paint and grinding on other men. But that's kind of a side story. You know, these are such great callers, and we're going to continue down this list when we get back. But think about, and this is what I don't understand, all the lies and all the things they've put President Trump and his family through when he's a totally innocent man. And you know you've got Obama dead to rights committing treason across the board, whether it's the gun running, whether it's the Iran money, whether it's the FISA warrants. It's all illegal. It's all treason. When will you make Obama face a questioning squad under oath? When are you going to make them answer the questions we have?
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
Going to your calls. 90 seconds. Your emergency message to President Trump. We're going to go to Derek, Larissa, Stephanie, Margaret, Judy. You're up next. We got two Margarets. It'll be the Margaret in Massachusetts first. Let's start with Derek in California. 90 seconds. Your emergency message to President Trump.
President Trump, the money. We need to make sure that those who are funding communist organized groups, that their money is frozen immediately. Why is Soros still operating in the United States? Why is BLM considered equal to the Tea Party among the federal groups? So now you can post BLM all over the place. The money. We need to be freezing the money. We had something last Tuesday against the Chinese, and Chinese money needs to be gone after and frozen immediately. Those receiving Chinese funds need to be stopped and indicted. And why is not BLM a terrorist organization? Why, like Antifa, why are they still operating clearly? And we know that these masks, all the data shows that they do nothing for healthy people, yet I see day after day after day after day propaganda articles that are citing so-called studies, but they're not. It's all fake data. What the heck? And I'm concerned about my family. I'm concerned about me. Why is our USDA classifying organic grains that are all sprayed, desiccated with glyphosate? What the heck? Glyphosate in all of our wheat, barley, rye, legumes, all over tainted with glyphosate. Why? We pay for this organization to make sure our organic foods are not sprayed. Yet, you cannot buy anything organic now from the United States that is sprayed. And why the hell isn't Hillary in jail? Why isn't the deep state fired and in prison right now?
There it is, 90 seconds. That's about as good as it gets. From Derek in California. I'm sorry, I just got to be a real stickler. I would have loved to hear more from Derek, but I got to be a stickler on the 90 seconds today. There's a lot I'd like to say to that, but I'm going to go right back to your calls. Larissa in Florida, 90-second emergency message for President Trump. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. So I get it. Everybody's upset with the deep state. So our side wants to keep things peaceful. We do a prisoner swap. We give these CEOs and traders and big news media, they go to China. We get the Chinese Uyghurs. That's my first point. And second, my second point, you had mentioned how Kamala Harris looks like a clone. How do we know that was Kamala Harris? Do we have proof that she's around Bill Gates? They could all be already in that continuation of government underground facility, which, by the way, Trump is not invited to that. If a COG is enacted, our president and all of the administration currently is locked out. They will be locked out. So Trump needs to get somebody looking at these facilities to ensure that this isn't already in mass, you know, and rolling out. Thank you very much.
No, that was amazing. Great call again. Stephanie in California, emergency message to President Trump. Go ahead.
President Trump, please listen to me. Make America Great Again is a losing slogan. You cannot defeat an enemy unless you clearly define it. I've watched you on TV. I've watched your debates. I've watched your rallies. You have only mentioned socialism once. You have got to define the left for what they are. This is a full-on war against socialism, communism, globalism. Please do not get into these side fights with Pelosi, with Schumer, with all these other individuals, because what you do is you're taking your supporters, your voters, people who may vote for you, you're taking on a war against socialism, communism, and globalism. The left only knows how to create chaos. But you created record jobs. You created record race growth before COVID. There will be no coming back for America if we lose this election. But your focus, your main message, is not make America great again. It has to be a full-on war on socialism, communism, and globalism. And for InfoWars, please help us ramp up our propagandist efforts, our fight, because we know that the Democrats always have a better game plan. When it comes
all right,
to
Stephanie,
election.
I'm sorry. That's 90 seconds, though. Great call. Thank you so much. These are all women callers in a row. I'm just going right down the list. It's just amazing how many women call in with this, but we need to hear. And you know what? Here's why. Because women have the keen, they're tuned in, and they see Trump kind of going sideways, and that's why their senses kind of kick off first before men's. Margaret in Massachusetts, 90 seconds, emergency message for President Trump.
President Trump, we love you, we have you back, but you have to stop complaining nonstop about the mainstream media. We've had enough of it. Stop complaining, start acting. Go on the offensive. Let's go against the mainstream media and everyone else. Let's stop the communism and the socialism agenda. I demand that you use your full force and power of your office along with the Justice Department. You need to start arresting Antifa. You need to designate Black Lives Matter a terrorist organization because they are one. You need to get the military and the National Guard in all these areas that are being overrun, and we want our country back. And we love you, but we've had enough. You need to get going and get our country back. Thank you, Owen. We love your show.
Thank you, Margaret. Excellent call. Judy in Florida, 90-second emergency message to President Trump. Go ahead.
Yes, President Trump, my line in the sand is the mandate of wearing masks in this nation. It's not just the fact that they don't work. It is the fact that the whole COVID-19 phenomenon is a farce. Okay, of course the virus may be authentic, but the rest of it is just a mockery of our intellectual basis in this whole entire nation and across the world. I personally don't know who you are. I do not know if you're an actual president. I don't know if you're a Judas goat. I don't know if you're a sedative. But as much as I feel comfortable when I listen to you, and as much as I think you're sincere, I don't know who you are, okay? Because I see the nation going down the toilet, okay? There's fear being fed to the American people. I don't see how China is not going to completely just demolish this nation. They think they own everything, and they're acting accordingly. I see the noose being brought up around all four corners of the United States, because there is a softening up of the West Coast. There are nuclear submarines that are on the East Coast. You have a stupid prime minister above us with a Muslim population and everything that still can be funneled in through the South. I don't know what the USMCA is completely, but I don't particularly trust you.
Okay? Yeah, you know what, Judy, thank you so much for the call. This is so key here. Folks, look, I'm telling you, it's kind of like how your mother always had the instincts about, hey, you know, don't hang out with that kid, they're bad news. And then you either, you know, get in trouble with that kid or they end up getting in trouble. And it's like, it's the motherly instincts. That's why we have all these women on the line. Their motherly instincts are kicking in. They're seeing Trump going sideways. They're seeing, oh, all the messaging and everything is great. But, hey, look at what's happening to the country. Look at the destruction. Look at the tyranny. And something's up here.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson's site, Summit.News, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth. That is king. That is queen. That is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I'm loving these callers. They're knocking it out of the park. 90 seconds, emergency message to President Trump. Let's get right back after it. Robin in Oklahoma, go ahead.
President Trump, those of us who are awake, you've got to give us a reason to vote for you and not stay home. I listened to David Knight this morning, and he lays out a reason why not to vote for Trump. Everything that has happened under his watch. Be the president and give us a reason to vote. That's it, Owen.
Excellent point. Short, sweet, cannot disagree. John in Texas. John, go ahead.
How's it going, Owen?
Good, thanks. Go ahead.
Good, I'm going to make sure you hear me here. Hey, President Trump, all these callers have said everything that needs to be said. One more other thing here. You know, it's all pandemic, just like we've all been saying. Pandemic being, they all plan it all out. You know, with the Mockingbird and them saying, oh, conspiracy theorists or critical thinkers. Well, critical thinking. Well, COVID, Corona, bat. Well, we got the bats on the corner. Well, I think Jordan Maxwell would like this one. That's called the bat signal. I think everybody needs to start taking note of that, Mr. Trump. I think you need to start taking note of that. I think you know what's going on. We need to stop this crap because I'm tired of it. I think this whole country's tired of it. And God forbid, man, I don't want to live in this clown world forever. I know Owen doesn't. I've been hearing him getting fired up every darn time he's on the channel here. I'm just sick tired of it. I know everybody else is, President Trump. Please do something about this. Executive order, what has to be done? If Q's right and all this going down, you got all the evidence. You arrest these satanic pedophiles. Thanks, Owen.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Like, I got this whole stack of news. You know, Ghislaine Maxwell with all their sex trafficking. President Trump, the videos at Infowars.com back in 2015 talking about Epstein Island and all the crap that goes down there. Prince Andrew's involved. Maxwell says she has tapes of U.S. politicians. I mean, let's go! Let's go! Why are we letting these people operate? Every day we continue to let these people operate is a day we lose this country, a day closer to the death of America, another child kidnapped and raped and sacrificed. I'm going to stop right there, but you're 100% right, John. I'm sick of living in this clown world. I mean, my gosh. I mean, look, some of the biggest patriots you'll find are thinking about moving to another country because they don't want to live in the clown world that is America. The problem is they're just going to occupy any country if America falls. But I'll stop talking. Let's get back to the phone lines. John in Washington, 90-second emergency message to President Trump. Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Trump. One thing here. You need to suspend YouTube, Facebook, and other big tech for 72 hours for voter suppression. By restricting the equal and free exchange of ideas, which is my number one issue. And my number two issue is to release the JFK files and stop protecting Bush Sr. and the deep state. And thank you for releasing Roger Stone, who is a true American hero.
All right. Thank you for the call. And by the way, you see, and it all comes back to the same history, folks. The assassination of JFK, 9/11, we were lied to, folks. We were lied to. And the same group of people that pulled off that assassination, that pulled off the 9/11 cover-up, are the ones doing the fake pandemic. It's the same damn group of people, man. It's the same group of people. It's just unbelievable, man. It all has to be revealed. It all has to be revealed. We're going to lose the country if we don't do it now. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. Jared in Michigan, 90-second emergency message to Trump. Go ahead.
Hey, my emergency message to Trump would be that he needs to win the hearts and minds of all good Americans right now. And the way to do that is to show them how much has been taken from them for generations by his enemies. And in the systems we could have and the renaissance we could have, if we were to unleash healthcare and unleash education from their crippling, controlling fingers, parents would find everything they needed for their children and we'd have happy families. People would have money to invest in what they like and what they believe in and what they want to do every day. And they could look at someone who was protecting their right to do that. So when Americans are rich and free, he'll have our full support. And when we get these controlling, crippling fingers out of every institution we have to deal with, and we want to make our own. That's my message.
Thank you, Jared. And, you know, let me just real quick, too. Folks, we put all of these investments into stuff that doesn't ever work. And I can get into detail, but like solar energy, it's not there yet. We've tried. Hey, we tried. It's not there. Why aren't we looking at maglev technology? Why aren't we looking more at geothermal? Why aren't we looking more at different ways to rig water flow to create energy? It's just like, oh, no, it's just whatever the liberals say. And it's all because like the caller said, it's all gamed. It's all just theft. It's all just blatant theft. And they just claim they're trying to do something. Let's go now to TJ in Illinois. 90-second emergency message for the president. Go ahead.
President Trump, I'm scared to death. I really feel like we're on the brink of civil war in this country. And I read an article last month on American Thinker that scared the hell out of me. And I really think you need to take a look at it. The title of the article is "Where Are All the Guns and Ammo Purchased Under Obama?" Alex covered this when it was happening during the last 2 years of the Obama administration. Bizarre, obscure agencies were purchasing millions of dollars worth of ammunition, and weaponry, agencies like the Post Office, Social Security Administration, the Bureau of Engraving and Printing. Why do these agencies...
The Bureau of Land Management.
Exactly. President Trump, please run some sort of audit on these agencies. Figure out where these weapons went, where these bullets went, why they have them in the first place. It really scares me. I really feel like the leftists are going to use all of those weapons and bullets on us. Please do something.
Yeah, and just to highlight what TJ was just talking about, folks, look, Obama was fully unhinged in his treason against this country. I mean, gun running, cashed Iran. I mean, I'll stop. But when he talks about the Civil War, here's some points. And this is just the same story, but new headlines. Peter Stroke document suggests New York Times report on Russian collusion was false. No, folks, all these people under Obama watch committed treason against this country. All of them. Here's more evidence. House Republicans air grievances against Liz Cheney. Yes. The one of Dick Cheney, over support for Dr. Fauci and more foreign wars. Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan, others excoriating her for being a war hawk and a medical tyranny hawk. So that's good news to get that swamp creature out of there. And then Florida Representative Ted Yoho calls AOC an effing bitch. Excuse me. And then you have, though, on the other side, Paula Reed, the Chinese agent from CBS, calls Kayleigh McEnany a lying bitch. So look, this is real, folks. I mean, the two sides are submerging, and we've all been conned, all of us. All right, let's take one more call here from Anthony in Nevada. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, I just want to share a message from Laura Loomer that she posted on Telegram. So she says, more Americans have been affected by the lockdown, sure, for COVID, than the actual virus itself. How many Americans are going to go homeless from COVID restrictions, lockdowns, unemployment over the last 4 months? How many Americans have developed depression from the 4 months of isolation? How many people have committed suicide from not being able to get help during the lockdown? How many children have been severely regressed academically from being out of school? How many people are starving in their homes due to losing their jobs and not being able to afford food? How many people are being abused or killed in acts of domestic violence while being on lockdown with abusive family members? How many lives have been destroyed by people losing their livelihood and businesses? How many people have had their rights violated? I'll tell you the answer. It's way more people than the total amount of global COVID deaths. This is unsustainable. Open America. Americans are suffering.
Great call, Anthony. By the way, you know, again, this is just bad leadership from President Trump's campaign. He needs to stop touting this economic growth right now during this COVID lockdown, because he's pissing off all of his voters that have lost their jobs, lost their homes, lost everything. And then he says, oh, the economy is great, be thanking me. No, they're losing everything. Don't lie to them, President Trump. Tell them what's really happening. All right, final segments with your message to President Trump coming up.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Folks, it's just crazy. I mean, I'm getting bombshell news here as I'm about to sign off. Tune into the War Room. Harrison Smith filling in for me. It's all going to be at InfoWars.com. Mandatory masks now in your home for Baltimore, 2 years or older. People are going to be sleeping with their masks on, thinking they're saving the world. What a joke. What was it? AT&T and Verizon. Who is it now? AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon are all shutting down Trump's text programs. You know, actually, I'm kind of glad, to be honest. I get texted 5 times a day to donate money to Trump. So, you know what? Go ahead and shut them down. I don't even care at this point. Wow. By the way, folks, body found in Minneapolis pawn shop that was torched in Black Lives Matter protests. So just more Black Lives Matter murder. 65 shot, 10 fatally over weekend in Chicago. Thanks, Mayor Lori Lightfoot. She should be investigated. Portland rioters break through barricade at courthouse, trap people inside, light building on fire. Very peaceful protest, as they say on CNN. Folks, they are getting ready to probably physically remove Trump from office, if not before the election, after they fake Biden victory. And they're just plastering this all over the news. I'll spare you reading the headlines and some other stuff. I'll just maybe get to that tomorrow. Let's go back out to the phone lines. 90 seconds, your emergency message to President Trump. Stephen in Florida, go ahead.
Yeah, President Trump, number one, as Stuart Rhodes with Oath Keepers and Mike Adams with naturalnews.com has said, you need to federalize the National Guard in all 50 states and deputize all private lawful gun owners. Because as Mac Bracken pointed out on the Alex Jones show last week, BLM and Antifa are not anarchists. They are front line for the communist revolution. So you need to send out our forces against them and take them out now. Number two, take steps to shut down the solar and wind farms that the Harry Reid criminally gave to China. Because they have stealth Chi-Com soldiers running them that the Chinese are waiting to unleash on us. You also need to investigate every railroad yard and port for K-car containers on flatbed trains and trucks because they are equipped with TICOM armed missile silos. And lastly, you need to push your DOJ to indict the Clintons, Obama, Soros, the Bill Gates Foundation, Fauci, and the FDA for their criminal murder incorporated and child sex trafficking criminal enterprise. Take action now. We're sick of hearings. You got enough.
Boy, this audience is just, this audience just gets it, folks. And that's what I'm saying. President Trump puts in all these D.C. acolyte cowards on his team instead of real patriots that have the cojones to fight for this country. I mean, I'm serious. The average listener to this show would be a better campaign advisor than probably anyone else that Trump would think about hiring. Or anyone else on his campaign that goes on TV. I'm sick of this crap, man. I'm sick of our weak D.C. representatives that Trump puts in his campaign team, man. They suck. They suck. I'm sorry, I'm not meaning to rant, but you know, the caller brought something up here. The Chinese win things in Nevada. The Chinese win things in Texas now right by our base. These are Chinese bases that are set up in our homeland. Why the hell are we allowing that? Unbelievable. And you know what, I forgot to mention this earlier, but the caller just reminded me. Folks, I'm telling you, I'm beginning to wonder if the Navy hasn't been fully compromised by China. I'm beginning to wonder if Obama did not sign our Navy away to Iran or China. Why do we have all these problems with the Navy? And why is the Navy being used to test the new geofencing, tracking and tracing apps on the phone? Why are Navy ships being lit on fire? Why are Navy ships crashing into one another in the wide open ocean? Why are Navy ships standing down in the South China Sea? Something is fishy in the Navy. Kathleen in Wisconsin, 90-second emergency message for Trump. Go ahead.
Hi, President Trump. I just want you to know that I think the COVID pandemic needs to be put to a rest. It's hurting more people than the virus itself. Kids can't go to school. Businesses are dying. People can't go in public safely without being mask-shamed or threatened. And hospitals are now forcing people to get a COVID test done for elective surgery, causing the numbers to increase, causing more panic. And I don't believe that there's any way that there can be so many asymptomatic, positive people walking around. Our rights are being taken away and it needs to stop. Please know that we're praying for you and God bless.
Kathleen, thank you so much for the call. Sadly, Trump is doing the opposite and is going to bring back the coronavirus briefings. Ridiculous. Day one, he should step out and just head fake them and say the whole thing's been a fraud. James in Boston, 90-second emergency message for Trump. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. Hey, so Mr. President, why did you put that nasty, disgusting mask on? You were a beacon of hope. You were a symbol of strength. You were a stellar example of patriotism and mental fortitude until you put that symbol of slavery and obedience on. Now, I used to be mad at David Knight because of his disdain for Trump, but he's right. You know, big tech is still censoring us. Cities are still burning. Fauci is still being Fauci. You are no longer supporting your supporters. You caved. You surrendered. And right now, sir, you do not have my vote. That's my point, Nolan. Great show, man.
Thank you, James. And I'm telling you, folks, look, and see, here's the problem. I understand what Trump's team is doing, but we're not playing politics here. This isn't a football game. This is a fight for the future of this country in America. So when you're sitting here measuring, well, I'm going to lose a lot of votes by putting on the mask, but I'm going to gain a lot of votes with the central, or I'm going to lose a lot of votes if I come out too hard against these people, but I'm going to gain a lot of votes with the... No! Stop measuring things like this is a political football match. Do the right thing and be honest and you'll get the votes. But that's what happens when you bring in all the DC accolades to run your campaign. You become a political loser. Andy in Minnesota, 90-second emergency message for Trump. Go ahead.
President Trump, it's time to step up. You got to stop bowing to the globalists in China. You got to expose COVID for what it truly is and not what the media wants us to think. If you're the real maverick and not a pawn, you got to stop kissing ass and let's really take back America. You know, this COVID recovery, it's not the new normal as advertised, but it feels like the new season of the Twilight Zone. They're forcing us to wear the mask. It's not a mask. It's MOTS, the mark of the slave. We got to stop this mindless acceptance of the laws on the mask. It's unconstitutional and un-American, just like the lockdown. We got to start resisting the Stockholm syndrome of embracing our oppressors like Cuomo and Fauci. I mean, look at what Cuomo did with the nursing homes. Those are the real death camps. We also got to get off the fiat currency to avoid the imminent depression that's looming over our heads. I'm worried for my rights and also the rights of my young niece. You know, what is the world she's going to grow up in? I want to start being able to take hold of my life and worry about myself instead of have the government tell me what to do. It's never happened before. We got to shut down these violent protests and designate BLM as the terrorist organization it is. We also got to start prosecuting these criminals that are rioting and burning down our monuments and tearing down our statues. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Thank you.
Excellent call. Thank you. Amy in Kentucky, last caller of the day, 90-second message for President Trump.
Rhetorical question. You know, what if we do if we lose in November? But this is all spiritual. I keep hearing everyone say that Trump needs to do this and do that. This war is pretty much inevitable at this point, so I feel like it's we the people now. The presidency has lost its power, so it's going to come down to we the people. Thank you.
Yep, yep, good point. That's what I'm saying. If we're not willing to fight, how can we expect Trump to? All right, we can squeeze in another one. Working man in Minnesota. Well, you got about a minute. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. President. I just want you to know that all of this is happening under you, and you need to come on this show, and you need to talk to us and answer our questions. We're sick and tired of this filter of BS that we're getting. You'll sit down with some Muppet like Chris Wallace and take all these questions from all these punks that every day, but you won't even talk to us. You came on before your first election, what, to get elected? No one has fought more for you than these hosts and this audience, and we're left out to dry. We want to know what you really think about Fauci, Gates, Soros, all of this. What are they going to do, demonize you? I mean, you can't get demonized any more than this. You're our general, and right now we have no orders. We need intel, and we need orders, and we need to organize. Thanks.
Excellent call, working man. Wow, this was fantastic from the callers. Fantastic from the crew. Thank everybody who called in. The War Room launches. Harrison Smith filling in for me on the War Room as I filled in for Alex Jones today. We'll be back at it tomorrow. Probably more of your phone calls. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.